Louise, I don't suppose you could turn that tripe down, could you?
Sorry, Dad. I'm not really listening to it anyway. I was reading.
You kids. Oh, what's that anyway? Isn't that Mum's OU book? Good Lord, Louise. If you need money to buy a decent book, you just need to ask.
No, it's my OU book.
Yours? Really?
Yeah. I thought maybe I could get a degree. If it's good enough for Mum and Lucy and Luke, I'm sure I can do it.
Well, you did leave school when you were 16. Still, it's a shame you couldn't get into a decent university. But then you don't have any A-levels. You sure you're up to it?
Dad, of course I'm up to it.
Still, it's such a shame you couldn't get into a proper university like Lucy. I mean, even Luke managed it eventually. You're not all that old. I mean, why waste your time with this open university nonsense?
It is a proper university. You know, all these MOOCs, they're done by what you call proper universities.
MOOCs? What on earth are you talking about?
Massive open online courses. Dad, where have you been hiding? They've been in all the papers. I did a brilliant one on criminal psychology, and it was free.
Yeah, a free online course. Well, you know what they say, you get what you pay for.
No, it's the big new thing in education. The Open University are part of this big organisation called FutureLearn.
FutureLearn? Well, if this is the future of learning, I'm glad I was educated in the olden days.
Anyway, all I'm saying is that Harvard, Stanford and all the big American universities are into online learning. And they're proper universities.
Oh, give me a hand with this shopping, will you?
I'll do it, Mum. Oh, yummy croissants.
Right. I'll leave you two to your studies. I'm off to the golf club. See you later.
He's such a dinosaur, isn't he?
Oh, he has his good moments. Anyway, what did he mean, leave you two to your studies?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm following in my very clever mum's footprints.
What do you mean?
I'm doing a degree at the Open University, just like you. Hey, I didn't know you got all this stuff. Books, a website, calendar, forums and all. I'm very impressed. Mum, what's the matter?
Well, I'm really pleased that you're going to do a degree, Louise. Honestly, I am. But you really shouldn't see me as a role model, you know.
Of course I do. You're brilliant. Who was it that passed their first year with flying colours? Who was it that presented at that conference?
I didn't, though.
What do you mean, you didn't? I watched you. You were brilliant.
Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is I scraped through my first year. In fact, only on Friday I found out that I've actually passed. Just.
Friday? But you told us over a week ago. I thought you did really well.
I know. I didn't want your dad to know I had been pended.
Pended? What does that mean?
Well, it was nothing in the end, but I made such a thing about results day. Then mine weren't released because I had a zero grade for one of the assignments.
Oh, that's not fair. But it's been released now.
Yes, last Friday.
And you passed?
Yes, a bare pass.
Well, a pass is a pass. So why the glum look? What are you doing next, anyway?
Oh, D100, the Level 1 Psychology module. I just couldn't bring myself to tell your dad that I hadn't passed. So then I lied to him and then I felt guilty. You know how I am, Louise.
Oh, Mum, I know. You should have left him years ago. He bullies you and you're scared of him half the time.
It's not like that. We've been married for over 30 years and... Yes, he is a bit demanding, but sometimes I think it's my own fault.
No one deserves to be bullied. And it doesn't matter whether you've been married 30 years or 30 minutes. Anyway, get your coat on. We're going out for lunch. To celebrate. And you can tell me exactly how I'm supposed to cope with all that stuff that came out of that package from the OU.
Cher, she had the entire bottle of hand wash and I hadn't even noticed. I mean, it must have been a couple of minutes. I'm such a bad mother.
You are not, Katie.
She nearly died. Oh, thank goodness Donna was with me. She's so level-headed.
Good old Donna. Can't believe you're still friends with her.
Leave her alone. She's lovely. Anyway, it turned out that it was just a little toxic. And we had to give her juice and stuff and keep her under observation.
Well, that's one way to spend your evening off work, I suppose. You must be knackered.
Oh, I am. I think I was so high on all the adrenaline at the time, I feel like I've been hit by a bus.
You could probably do with an early night. Why don't you get your head down and snuggle in with her?
Yeah, I will. I just want to go through my module stuff first, then I'll feel a bit more organised.
Okay, but make sure you do get some sleep.
Well, this time, Cher, I'm keeping on track with the timetable, no matter what.
Oh, you're so hard on yourself, Katie. I mean, with all that money stuff going on, you didn't stand a chance last time. Things are different now.
Now I know how hard it is to catch up, I'm making damn sure I don't end up getting behind again.
Okay. Well, that all sounds good, Katie. Hey, is there any chance I could borrow your long silver earrings tonight?
Sure, if you can find them. Jade's been having a rummage through my jewellery, and I haven't had time to sort it out.
Really? Gosh, that's very liberal of you, Katie.
Liberal? All I could forgotten the box was on the table until it was 5 minutes too late.
Well, at least she has good taste.
So you off out then?
Yeah.
A potential?
No, not really. Just some guy I met at the gym. Still, nothing on telly and I fancy a night out, so I thought, why not?
What do you mean you fancy a night out? You're never in. Wish I could do things like that. Come on, Jade, we'd better get you to bed.
Okay, Katie. Well, don't wait up.